Welcome everyone to the meeting this morning. Ask that you please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Before we go into the agenda items, there's on the agenda is mentioned for a name change for Butler County Water and Sewer and for recycling. Would either of you like to speak to that name change? Say anything about this? Sue, our director and our assistant director here, Bob Leventry. Good to see you.
Sure. Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, Tim. We're here today to request your approval of a name change for the Butler County Department of Environmental Services and also the Butler County Solid Waste District. A couple of months ago, you provided us a directive to get back to basics and focus on our core services. And of course, those core services are water and sewer and recycling and solid waste management. And as such, we believe our name should reflect this more clearly. I'm therefore here to make a request that our name revert to our former name of the Butler County Water and Sewer Department, which was your suggestion when we first had this discussion a couple of months ago. And I'd also like to request that the Butler County Solid Waste District be renamed the Butler County Recycling and Solid Waste District to emphasize the importance of recycling in our community. I believe these changes will serve as a constant reminder to our employees of the work on which we should focus our attention and will also be less confusing for our customers. After all, we do four things. We do water, sewer, recycling, and solid waste management. So I think it's appropriate that our names reflect this reality. I've placed in front of you some draft logos that were prepared for us free of charge by Quality Publishing. I'd like to thank them for working with us. And I'd like to know if you have any feedback or if we can obtain your approval on those as well. And I have some larger versions if anybody in the audience is interested in seeing them. They're rather simple, but there's some large ones. And as you can see, they're all slightly different, and you know, they would be used interchangeably based on the background of whatever they're being placed on. And there's a little square version that you might see, you know, for example, on a shirt. We wouldn't have, you know, a great big one across the front of your shirt or on the side of a vehicle or so forth.
Looks nice. Yeah. They all look good.
Yeah. Okay. So we'd be doing two, one for the recycling and solid waste district and one for water and sewer, right?
Yes. And actually, the solid waste district has always been the solid waste district. You know, they're sort of under our umbrella. If you come to our website, you can link to their website. So it's not really a functional change. It's just actually adding the word recycling to their name and also changing environmental services to the water and sewer department.
Good.
I've always thought that, you know, from a customer standpoint, when someone wants to, you know, they have a problem with their water bill or their sewer, and they had to look, well, who do I call? And they go down through the phone book or directory assistance, and they say, you know, I need the water department, and, you know, well, they didn't get the number because it's, oh, you mean the environmental services? And they said, well, no, it's, you know, I want the water department. So I think that this is makes a lot of sense, and it would be more customer friendly for people to be able to contact us. So I appreciate you working on this, and, you know, I don't have is there a preference between the solid or the clear, right? Or
actually, it just they're both the same thing. It just depends on what color paper they would be printed on. Okay. So we have a version that would be printed on dark paper if we were to be using a dark background. So they're all the same, essentially.
Yeah. I like the, you know, with the added of Ohio, that makes,
yeah.
You know. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks very
much.
Thank
you.
This does do what we ask by getting back to basics, which I think is extremely important. So it's a nice job. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bob, you have anything you want to add to that?
No.
Okay. Thank you. You want to go into communications, please?
Let's do two separate resolutions. First, we have a resolution for a change order on a Princeton Road Administration Center involving interior cabling in the amount of $7,986.
I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
We next have a resolution to complete a lease agreement which finalizes the remainder of the sheriff vehicles as well as finances desktop computers for Board of Elections and also laptop computers for building and zoning department and two different recording systems for Children's Services. You know, one is the telephone recording system that either needs a substantial upgrade or a purchase of a new system. This is a new, what's called a NICE system, N-I-C-E. I don't know if it's NICE or not, but you know, that's what it's called. And the second one for $17,000 is an internal interview room recording system that will be used for, you know, investigations and in interrogations by that agency. Total lease, $989,503.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Now, as we go into communications for travel and training, we have 22 today. First, Ray Pater, CSCA, the OCDA Executive Board Meeting, Columbus, $340. Next, Mary Jo Lehman in Water and Sewer or Environmental Services. The NRC Annual Conference and Expo, Pittsburgh, $1,800. Fred Miller, Area Courts, the Ohio Association of Magistrates Fall Conference, $850. Judge Craig Hedrick, Judge Powell, Judge Sage, Judge Oney, Common Pleas Judicial Conference, Dublin, Ohio, $2,464. Judge Sage, Common Pleas, the National Judicial College, Alabama, $300. Next, Mr. Gayfield, Klein, Lane, Ogg, and Reed, Common Pleas for the OAM Fall Conference, Columbus, Ohio, $3,524. Gary Yates, Adult Probation, OCPOA and CCA Annual Quarterly Meeting, Columbus, Ohio, $450. Next, we have Matt Franke for the Emergency Radio System, APCO Meeting, Columbus, Ohio, $481. Julie Frazier, Environmental Services for the Ohio AWA Conference, Toledo, Ohio, $830. Prosecutor Robin Piper, Cox, Hinkle Prosecutor's Office, the OPAA Fall Training in Cleveland, $2,624. Shonda Combs, Economic Development, Annual Summit in Lewis Center, Ohio, $1,129. Magistrate Judge McNally, Area Courts, Ohio Association of Magistrates Fall Conference, Columbus, Ohio, $850. Butler County Sheriff's Office, Lance Bunnell, Terrorism Liaison Officer Training, $637. Darren Rhodes, Sheriff's Office, the Drug Addiction Assistance Program Training, Richfield, Ohio, $534. Linda Peters from Children's Services for Child and Family On-Site Review Training, Columbus, Ohio, $717. Keith Mills, Children's Services Adoption Assessor Training, Berea and Akron, Ohio, $160. Donna Lang, Children's Services Tri-State Youth Academy in Cleveland, Ohio, $455. Next, Patricia Hyder, Probate Court, 2008 Fall Conference, Columbus, $696. Judge Randy Rogers, the Ohio Judicial Conference in Columbus, Ohio, $496. Russell Hopps and Sharon Dean, Probate Court, the Probate Clerks Training Seminar in Columbus, Ohio, $1,356. Russell Hopps again, Probate Court, Court Investigator Conference in Columbus, Ohio, $309. Linda Powell Shelton in Treasurer's Office, the 21st Annual GFOA Annual Fall Conference, Aurora, Ohio, which is $1,200. Next, we have budget changes and transfers. Pass that down. Mm-hmm. general fund, we have a request to increase budget $14,000 for the continued repair of the damage, water damage at the Butler County Engineer's Office. This will be reimbursed through insurance proceeds. Secondly, we have an increase of $900 in an account to accommodate the travel to Economic Summit for one of the employees in economic development. Thirdly, in the general fund, an increase of $43,383 for the prosecutor's office for the institution of a new position for white-collar crime. Next, the fourth, we have two transfers for debt service payments, one for $193,381 and next for $323,428. The fifth is an increase of $50,000 in a non-general fund. It's a DTAC prosecutor fund due to the change in state law that requires outside title search costs to be paid. Sixth, we have a non-general fund area court special projects, an increase of $34,635 as an employee was transferred from the general fund to this specific fund to be paid. Seven, a felony delinquent fund, 940. It's an increase of $100,500 due to a billing change. Previously, the contractor billed this particular fund in arrears. They are now billing monthly, which accelerates some of the billing and the need to increase the budget. Next, under sewer fund, an increase of $59,000. This was to correct an error for a pay-in that was paid into the water fund, so the water fund will need to repay the sewer fund for the deposit that was made in error. Number nine, in the sewer fund, we have an increase of $171,000 in budget, followed by a decrease of $69,000 for a net change of $102,000. These are for two new projects involving the Upper Mill Creek sludge storage area. And finally, under the parking garage, we have a $5,000 transfer between accounts in order to accommodate contract or account coding for the auditor. Next, under finance, we have a request to authorize a revision in the monthly amount that is paid to the Job and Family Services Fund for the mandated share. This is the general fund's mandated share. That mandated share now is $88,088 per month. As we proceed now to personnel, we have 23 personnel actions. We have seven resignations, four step increases, four probationary increases, two new hires, three temporary assignments, and two comp time payouts. The first is a record center, Sandra Anglin, resignation, effective 8/31. Next is Job and Family Services, Lorena Hernandez. Step increase, she's a bilingual referral specialist too, to $18.10, a 3.7% increase, effective 8/16. Next, we have Job and Family Services, Jennifer Adler, eligibility referral specialist two, a step increase to $18.85, a 4.1% increase, effective August 16th. Next, we have Karen Smits, step increase, she's a unit support worker two, to $14.48, a 2.5% increase. Next we have in Job and Family Services again, Jamie Robinson, step increase. She is a unit support worker two, to $13.23, a 3.6% increase, effective August 16th. Next, a new hire for Lisa Walton, eligibility referral specialist two, which is an entry position, at $14.73, effective September 15th. We have in Job and Family Services, we have another new hire, which is Rhonda Rose, eligibility referral specialist two, entry level position, $14.73, effective September 15th. Job and Family Services, Arlene Rader, ends her temporary assignment as investigator one, and her pay changes back to $14.60, per hour, effective August 16th, 2008. Next in Job and Family Services, Rebecca Wade, probationary step increase, She's a contract assistant to $17.04, a 3.3% increase. Next, Andrew French in Job and Family Services, probationary step to $15.20, a 3.2% increase. Next in Job and Family Services, Brittany Burnett, eligibility referral specialist 2, a step increase to $15.20, a 3.2% increase, effective 8/16. Next, a Job and Family Services, Melissa Asher, probationary step increase, unit social support worker 2, to $13.23, a 3.6% increase, effective August 16th. Next, in Children's Services, accept the resignation of Sarah Kielgus, effective 8/22. Children's Services, approve a comp time payout to Scott Halcom, 30 hours, totaling $625.40. Next, in Children's Services, accept the resignation, effective August 25th, of Chanel Terrell. Next, in Children's Services, approve a comp time payout, 5 hours for Paul Cook, a total of $96. Under Children's Services, accept the resignation, effective September 5th, for Nicole Smith. Now under CSEA, we have three. First is to accept the resignation of Pat Southern, a staff attorney, effective August 20th. Second is to accept the resignation of Michelle Bowling, an audit tech, effective August 29th. And lastly, in CSEA, accept resignation of Tracy Cooper, supervisor, effective August 29. Environmental Services, we have Ted Lundford, a temporary assignment to wastewater 2 operator at $21.32, effective August 16, 2008. Jack Wright, temporary assignment to wastewater operator 3 at $21.32, at 5.4% increase, effective August 15th. Then the care facility has personnel actions. The care facility is hiring 5 new employees. Kid Darnetta Kid, LPN, effective 8/19. Terry Turner, an RN, effective 8/22. Salisa Selinger, an LPN, effective 8/25. Deirdre Pruitt, LPN, effective 8/25. Danielle Hunt, LPM, effective 8/26. There is one termination and suspension. Deborah Heaton is termination 8/19, and Susan O'Connor, is a suspension. Resignations, we have 7 resignations. Dina Stamper, intermittent LPN. Deborah Curry, LPN. Glenda Faulkner, non-certified nurse aide. Jennifer Mazdek, STNA. Cynthia Wood, LPN. Scott Wilholt, LPM. Julie Thomas, an RN. We have one change in status, which is Maribel Estep. She is going from full-time to a 90-day leave of absence with medical benefits. Now, as we move on to community development, we have 4 resolutions to consider today. First is approval of the commission president to execute a sub-agreement for delegation of activities with the City of Oxford. Second is to delegation of activities, a sub-recipient grant to the City of Fairfield. And then thirdly, is approve a project agreement for a Brock Grant recipient under the entitlement program for the Village of Somerville, the demolition of vacant school. And the last is to approve a contract with HOME to provide fair housing training and technical assistance until April 30th, 2009, at a cost of $10,000. As we move on to Children's Services and Job and Family Services, we have 10 child care contracts to approve today. These child care contracts are for facilities that have been certified and licensed by the state. The state provides the unit cost for us to disperse. These are direct allocation of funds from the state. Our Job and Family Services Department determines eligibility. Our Job and Family Services Department audits the billings and then performs periodic operational audits of these facilities. The contracts are based upon historical amounts that were paid in the previous year, 2008, because it is a unit cost contracts, and it covers the period of July 1 to June 30th, 2009. These 10 contracts include the Presbyterian Creative Center, $147,100, the Loving Heart Child Development Center, $87,700, Tiny Tots Child Care Center, $172,600, the Scholars Educational Academy, $113,400, the Tender Hearts Childhood Development, $85,800, La Petite Academy, $191,700, Kinder Care Learning Center, $75,900, Jelly Bean Junction Learning Center, $114,900, the Kingdom Christian Care Center, $124,900, and finally, Lapeet Academy, Fairfield, for $221,800. Next, we have five other contracts to consider. The first is a contract with the Aspen Counseling Associates. This provides an intervention in an intense counseling of a adoptive person that is in adoption, and the amount of the contract is $10,000. Next, for your consideration, is a contract with the Butler County Educational Services Center for $797,400 from August 15th, 2008. August 14, 2009. This is a direct allocation from the state. Basically, it is a it's been expanded from two local schools now to eight local schools. The only schools not in in part of this program, I believe, is Hamilton and Monroe at this point. And basically, this provides personnel for assessment and referrals and monitoring of students. It connects these students with services for transportation, emergency assistance, healthcare, dental care, housing, parenting classes, family counseling, employment assistance, monitoring, after-school homework assistance. Basically, this is targeted to try to increase the graduation rates of within our schools and deal with the fact that 22% of our students, 5 to 12, have either severe to moderate mental health issues. We move on to the next Job and Family Services contract. This is a contract with, again, with Butler County Educational Center for $150,000. This particular contract is, this year, is the consolidation of two contracts which were previously independently contracted between Children's Services and Job and Family Services. They're being combined. Basically, this is targeting intervention and with chronic violent substance abuse juveniles ages 12 to 17. Typically, these juveniles are referred to this program by the juvenile court. You know, this is a therapeutic and counseling, you know, service, you know, in lieu of placing the student in outside placement. We're looking into this. We've placed this contract on a watch list because we're looking into this because this contract has similarities to other contracts, which we may come back later on with an amendment to combine this contract. Next, under Job and Family Services, we have an agreement with the Cincinnati Legal Aid Society to perform an outreach and educational program promoting low-income people with families to take advantage, income tax advantage, of the earned income credit. This is a contract for $60,000 to provide the tax software in order to market and get volunteers to be placed at various locations in order to perform income tax preparation for low income. Last year, this particular service generated about $1.4 million in refunds to these individuals by taking advantage of the earned income tax credit. Next, in filing in Job and Family Services, we have an amendment to a Sojourner Recovery Services contract. This amendment adds a new treatment called Suboxone to the menu of treatments that are offered in this particular program. There's no change in the amount of the contract. We get into Environmental Services. Environmental Services is presenting eight pieces of legislation for you to consider today. First is to approve Bob Leventry to sign and apply for a loan for the Big Monroe lift station through the WPCF loan program and grant. Next is to release a maintenance bond for the sewer line extensions to the trails of Shaker Run. Next is to approve and certify water and sewer charges to be placed on real estate tax forms for or bills for the Warren County Auditor for collection for areas that are within our water and sewer district. Next is the same resolution, but this is for the County of Hamilton, again for residents or commercial areas that are within our water and sewer district. Finally, our own internal designation to certify that apply water and sewer charges for Butler County Auditor on tax bills for collections within Butler County. Next is to approve the submission to the OPWC, a disbursement request for the 2008-2009 water main replacement in the amount of $67,364. Next is to authorize an installment payment plan for water and sewer connection fees for Amblin Company. And then finally, to approve a name change of from Butler County Department of Environmental Services to the Water and Sewer, Butler County Water and Sewer Department and the Butler County Recycling and Solid Waste Management Department. Now as we move on to the engineer is submitting five resolutions for your consideration. The first is receive and refer bids for the widening of Titusville Road, contract number 2008-17. Low bid, John R. Jerkinson, $543,916. The high bid is $599,715. Next, they request you to approve a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone on Lynn Road between Yankee Road and Cincinnati-Dayton Road. The engineer also requests you to grant a special hauling permit to John R. Jerkinson's from August 8th, 01. That's the permit number, 080801 to 0808-10. Engineer asks you to exchange bonds for the Village of Providence. The engineer asks you to cancel sidewalk performance bond for reserves of Hawthorne Hill. Now under miscellaneous, we have seven pieces of legislation for to consider. First is receive and refer bids for EAP services for the county. With four bids being received, with the low bid from the Employee Assistance Resource Network at $40,000 per year and the high bid of $46,053. Next is to approve a contract for the Butler County Treasurer that's prepared by the Butler County Prosecutor for a finder's fee in case there's a recovery. This is a recovery firm that has approached us and claimed that there's an $850,000 amount that appears on an unclaimed list. So a recovery fee will be paid only and if we actually collect and the amount of recovery is valid. Next, you're requested to request a reimbursement to Linda Lovelace for area courts for $243.57 for the summer retreat. You're requested to request a reimbursement to Lisa Brock for the purchase of framing for NACO awards, $575. Next, you're requested to approve a license agreement to Schumacher Dugan. This was recommended and requested by the Butler County Engineer that has to do with some canal property that is located adjacent to the Schumacher Dugan owned property. Schumacher Dugan is provided a license in order to go into the canal area and remove debris from the area to foster drainage there. without changing the course of that particular area for drainage. Next, you're requested to appoint Joe Magdish as a replacement to the Tax Incentive Review Committee. Finally, under miscellaneous, you're requested to appoint Mike Yingling to the Butler as Butler County's commissioner to the Miami Valley Resource Conservation and Development Council. Next, we have six payments to be approved. First is Cincinnati Bell, $129. Next, City of Hamilton, $141. Next is L.E. Schofield for $180. Next is ADT Security, $164. Next is for Fairfield Winensel Company for $196 and $284. And then finally for Security Lock, Locksmith Services for $2,377. That ends the communications at this point before additional separate resolutions need to be considered.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Okay, we next have four separate resolutions to be considered. They include a payment to Wargo for Wargo Electric Contractors for $1,902 for wiring office furnitures at the Princeton Road building. Next is to approve utilities for the Princeton Road building with City of Hamilton, $6,478. Next is to approve utilities for the Princeton Road building at $1,962. Next is to approve a construction app payment of $163,150 to the contractor on the Princeton Road project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners have anything at this time? Anyone in the audience have anything for the commission at this time? Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, gentlemen. You may know me as Joan Potter Summer from the Oxford Senior Center, and I came to you today just to thank you for your continued support of the Butler County Elderly Service Program. On Tuesday, I met with Mr. Williams and Mr. Jolivet and brought along 10 of our members from the Senior Center, and we came to discuss with Mr. Jolivet the need to keep the Elderly Service case management at the Oxford Senior Center. I have sent letters to you. I don't know if you've seen them. I know Mr. Jolivet has them, and do you recall seeing them? I have extra.
Bring them up.
Okay, and then so those are the letters I sent on August 22nd to you. Also, over the weekend, on August 22nd, we had a meeting of the members of the Oxford Senior Center, and they were quite concerned about this, and they had suggested that a petition be made, and on Friday, I was kind of against it. Well, not against it, but I was unsure about it, but we chose then on Saturday to pursue a petition saying that we, the undersigned, support keeping Butler County Elderly Service Program case management at the Oxford Senior Center. Oxford Senior Center serves as a point of entry to senior services for older adults and or their families living in and around the community of Oxford. Senior services available at the Oxford Senior Center include congregate meals, leisure activities, outreach, senior transportation, home-delivered meals, adult daycare, and then underscored elderly service program case management. I have brought an additional 18 signatures, which makes for a total of 449 signatures from people in and around members of the Senior Center.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Why this is to take the case management out of the senior center, why it is not a good choice, or we feel it's not a good choice. I am a licensed social worker. When I went to school to learn to be a licensed social worker, we learned some basic principles of social work. One was to develop relationships and trust with the clients. The second is to assure continuity of care. The center does that. We have been around, Oxford Senior Citizens itself has been around since 1953. The Oxford Senior Center has been there since 1982 and has served as a point of entry for senior services since then. Currently, the center provides leisure activities, congregate meals, senior transportation, home-delivered meals, adult daycare, outreach, and again, the elderly service case management. I think it's also important to note that out of the 114 clients that the current case manager has there, 52 of them are members of the senior center, do come in, use it routinely. I feel that Oxford Senior Center is a casualty of the bid process. We were unable to provide the care management for the whole county. We are very small. So there was no way that we were able to seek out the bid to provide case management for the whole entire county. We were at the consideration of whomever won the award, and we were not approached by the recommended award winner either prior to the bid being submitted or at this point in time after the bid. And I do want to make note that I did try to contact the person or the CEO of that person prior to the bid being submitted, and I have sent a letter email on the 22nd of August to the CEO, and yesterday I sent it hard copy just in case there was a mix-up or something. So there has been attempts. We are willing to negotiate this need. We have been good stewards of the money of the Elderly Service Case Program. There are some charts that were supplied by the Council on Aging. I have copies of them. I think, too, that you have received these, but I will also give them to you. Our indirect costs and the cost per unit are, well, the indirect are low, lower than all, and the cost per unit are right in line with the current recommended provider's cost. In closing, I would urge you to please intervene and help assure that the older adults of Oxford and the other senior centers, for that matter, will continue to have the same relationships with the senior centers and the elderly service case managers located within the centers. Thank you.
Mrs. Potter-Summer, we do very much appreciate your caring dedication and hard work in this matter. And our number one concern, obviously, is the care for the elderly in
yes.
Butler County.
Thank you.
But we appreciate your comments.
You're welcome.
Anything at this time?
Just to reiterate, with our meeting yesterday, and I was very appreciative of you coming and the folks from Oxford coming and expressing their very passionate plea that they keep their caseworker that they've been dealing with for some years now. And I appreciate that, and as I mentioned to you and to the group, that I will do what I can to encourage and urge the lifespan, who I believe is going to be granted the contract, to keep all caseworkers. And I've, through Tim Williams, who contacted Lifespan is very open to consider that and to work with you. As long as, you know, both sides are open with regards to providing the services and they come to an agreement. So there is room for that to happen, and I hope it will happen, because I understand that a senior citizen who's receiving the services develops a bond with that caseworker, very open, and can talk about the particular problems and the concerns. And I want to see that smooth transition that will be in effect with this new one provider, which is and that we can't lose sight of the fact that through the Scripps report that it was recommended that we have one provider instead of having four because of the continuity of care and the bookkeeping and the price, which is as we save money, we'll be able to offer more services to seniors. So, but I certainly understand the wishes and desires of the senior citizens in Oxford and Hamilton and throughout the county. And hopefully that we will be able to have that smooth transition with Lifespan. And, you know, as time to time, you know, caseworkers and case management people move on. So there's always that possibility of change. So we have to understand that. I also understand that the fact that each senior center does have the ability to contact more seniors who are just there to socialize, to enjoy the activities, and do become more aware of the services of Lifespan or the case management or the services that are provided to people at their home. So, and I would also encourage that when it's possible that office be located in the center. And I understand that Lifespan already has a person who is at the Oxford Senior Center that on a different program.
Yes.
So it has been done before, so hopefully it can be accomplished now. So again, I reiterate to you, and you can pass it back on to the group, that I'm going to be urging that to happen.
Okay, I want to clarify that. The person that is at the senior center from Lifespan, she is actually employed by our senior center. She splits her time. She's employed by both of us. But yes, she's been around for a very long time. Again, continuity of care, the issue of having someone in the center, developing relationships with people that come in and have also been on the recipient end of it. They're able to walk in, open door policy. So thank you. I won't keep you any longer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience have anything before the commission at this time? We will this time go into executive session for collective bargaining. It'll be on the sixth floor. Thank you.